Karen Travers, ABC News, White House correspondent on the line with us. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how's the weather in D.C.?
Not too bad. Probably in the 40s today. We'll take it. Not raining.
What's going on in the White House?
The president's heading out west today. He's going to make his first stop in California today for some fundraising and also meet with the organizers of the 2028 Olympics, which are going to take place in Los Angeles. This is the first of 3.5 days where the president will be out west for fundraising, couple policy events, but mostly this is campaign related. He's going to do 3 rallies between today and Friday, hitting up Arizona, Colorado, and Las Vegas. That's where he's actually going to be staying for the next few days. The timing is, of course, very deliberate. The Democrats will head to the caucuses on Saturday out there in Nevada. So the president's once again trying to get a little bit of the political spotlight and steal it away from that Democratic field.
Yeah, speaking of that Democratic caucus and, of course, the race for the nomination there, when you talk about fundraising and President Trump, compare that to maybe Mike Bloomberg and some of the other Democratic candidates. How's the president doing?
Oh, the president has tons of money. I mean, I don't know if you have a total right now, but he has been aggressively fundraising very consistently, steadily over the last couple of months. None of the Democrats can come close to what the president has put together, but that's expected. If he wasn't, that would be a problem. He's the incumbent. So you have the whole power of the party behind you, and they've had 3 years now to do these types of events. The Democrats, of course, are still spending their money out on the trail and having to raise it at the same time. Bloomberg's in a different category. He's not fundraising. He's self-funding. All of his money is coming from himself, and he has said he'll spend whatever it takes to defeat President Trump.
So looking at Las Vegas, or the Nevada caucus as a whole coming up this Saturday, what is similar about Nevada, but what also makes Nevada different from maybe the other states that we've seen some of these primaries and caucuses already?
Well, I mean, it's a caucus, so it's different than New Hampshire. The demographics are different than Iowa and New Hampshire, too, but the process will play out very similarly. At this point, I think there's a sense that Bernie Sanders is doing well because he's doing well in the national polls, too. So there's that momentum you get from riding high in the bigger polls that are looking nationwide. But everybody's out there campaigning very hard, and there's early caucusing there, too, which kind of makes an interesting twist. So people were already at the polls earlier this week, but Saturday we will have a result.
Hopefully, yes, we do have the results. They're not using that app, are they?
As of, they have not, I think there was a consideration of doing it, but no, they say they will not be. But I got to tell you, I haven't been following the ins and outs and nuts and bolts of how they're operating out in Nevada and what the Democrats have been doing.
No, that's probably good news for them out there. Karen Travers, the White House, she covers President Trump's daily moves and everything going on there. And will you be going with them out to the West Coast this week, or you're staying put?
I will not be, but we'll have our folks out in the West Coast covering him for the next couple of days.
What kind of policy stuff is going on in Washington, meanwhile, while all the campaigning's happening?
Nothing. Nothing is happening in Washington right now. Congress has taken a couple days off. And, after the impeachment, the big question was going to be what was going to happen next in terms of policy. And it's an election year. And every election year, every 2 years, especially every 4 years in presidential years, the tough, controversial policies just don't move forward because Congress doesn't like to take tough votes. So right now, there's nothing major on the agenda this week.
All right, Karen Travers, Washington, D.C., covering the White House and President Trump for us. Thanks for joining us this morning. Always appreciate Karen being on the line. And again, that's Karen Travers from ABC News, and we always like to check in with her here on WPHM. Right now, we're at 15 minutes past 7 o'clock. And it's Caleb in for Paul, if you haven't realized by now. Paul, a little bit under the weather, dealing with an illness. You might be back tomorrow. We'll keep you posted on that. But in the meantime, it's me this morning, and we've got a lot much more of the WPHM Morning Show coming up. We will do Michigan trivia, so stay tuned, put your thinking caps on, give us a few minutes here, and on the other side of the break, we will ask today's Michigan trivia question.